You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia, how do I stop back pain? Every day I wake up with back pain. Please help me. Oh, my gosh. You know, I got to admit, of all the emails I get, the one body part that the most of you complain about, it's not anything below the waist like you would think it would be. It's the back. Many of you guys are, I mean, how many of you are suffering with back pain? It's very interesting. My husband and my son both have back pain right now. My son woke up with back pain. My husband threw his back out. Now, true, we had moved last weekend, so I know everybody kind of did a lot of heavy lifting. But, oh, my gosh, I cannot believe how many of us suffer from some sort of back pain. I mean, I've been very, very fortunate, but I think it's because I just haven't, you know, bent over to pick up that piece of paper yet. And then from then on out, I'm basically cursed with back issues. I think that's what's going on. I think those of us that don't have back pain, which is pretty scary, are about to. And that's what frightens me. You know, I mean, I've kind of, you know, put out my SI joint, and I've had, you know, hip issues and knee issues, and I've, you know, had some muscle spasms in the back, mind you. But I feel like I have a disc that's, you know, about to blow, right? What's that song, right? This room's about to blow. Oh, that's all right, right? So my disc's about to blow. That one. And I'm kind of freaked out by it. And so, you know, some of you guys, a lot of you guys will write me saying, oh my gosh, I got back pain. You know, how do I get this to stop? So we need to talk about that. But I definitely want to talk about how to prevent, if you don't have back pain, what should you be doing right now? I mean, you know, are you supposed to be preventatively going to a chiropractor or an acupuncturist or getting massage, et cetera? What are you supposed to do preventatively for your back? We never really talk about that. Not so much on my show. I talk about it on my show. But we never really teach people that. Well, first and foremost, I always recommend to people that if you are, let's say, a football player, athlete, et cetera, you definitely want to make sure that if you were ever sacked or had some sort of, you know, blow to your back, that you make sure you get that evaluated. First and foremost, we want to make sure you are in the most, shall we say, ideal position with your back, okay? Because not all back pain are discs. A lot of times back pain is arthritis buildup. So we want to make sure you don't have arthritis. So some of you kids that had basically been, I don't know, sacked in high school football, etc., many of you guys healed in not the most ideal position, and now here you are in your 40s having back pain. So first and foremost, if you ever get knocked for a loop, have somebody take a look at you and see if you need help with being realigned. That's first and foremost. Second, if you have a little ache, don't ignore the little ache. Okay, I think that's a big problem. We blow off the little things, then all of a sudden we're fine. We bend over to pick up a piece of paper or a pencil or something, and then boom, we can't move. We have numbness, etc. The other thing too, of course, is you want to be careful with your back. Okay, we abuse our backs a lot. We lift people up. We lift up family members that are sick. We lift up kids that are yelling and screaming and throwing their head back and fighting us every step of the way. We try to lift up a car. I've done that many times. I don't understand why. It's not that somebody was, it just, the car would roll onto something, and rather than me going and trying to, drive the car over, you know, I've done that. I don't know why I've been so stupid, but I've done things like that. I think a lot of us have done stupid things. Don't be stupid. Don't be doing stupid things. Okay? If you don't have to do heavy lifting, okay, and you could hire a couple people to help you do it rather than you do it yourself, do that. All right? I mean, that's... Now, I'm not saying hire somebody else to do the heavy lifting and let them blow a disc. But I'm saying, you know, if you could get four guys to help lift something that you were trying to lift as yourself, by yourself, or have these four guys help you, you want to do that. You also want to make sure the bending of the knee, the reason why we bring up bending of the knee is because it helps shift some of the, it helps shift some of the, shall we say, the stress on that sacrum. You know, we've talked about how many of us that walk upright, okay, as opposed to our gorilla brethren, gorillas walk with their arms down and they carry some of the weight and shift some of that energy and some of that force up and down the whole spine, as opposed to, because we walk upright, we have all this pressure on our sacrum and our lumbosacral back. So, you know, sometimes I'm not saying we need to crawl around the house, but because that's not what we do, we walk. But you know, if you're putting too much pressure on your back when you don't have to, make sure you're also exercising. Make sure you're keeping your weight off. If you're overweight, that's going to put a lot of force and pressure on the back as well. Your back can only handle so much. If you carry a bunch of books to school, make sure you shift to the weight. Remember, it was very, very uncool for us to have the backpack on both shoulders. So back in the 80s, you would walk around with the backpack on one shoulder. Then they decided, thank God, thank you, high school students, thank you for it being a cool again to have the backpack on both shoulders. Thank God, because that was absolutely ridiculous. So you want to make sure that if you are doing any lifting or packing, backpacking or whatever, it's a very symmetrically distributed weight. Many of you guys mess your back up by sitting on your wallet. You guys have a wallet in your back pocket, so as you're driving, remember, any small force, any small shift is going to mess, you know, is going to mess up the forces. It's all physics. And then, of course, lumbar support. Many of us, we think our back muscles are strong enough, and we sit with real bad posture. Knowing how to posture yourself, making sure you have a good lumbar support, especially you drivers, you truck drivers out there, is absolutely crucial. And, of course, make sure you get checked out by your friendly doctor, your friendly chiropractor, to make sure that you are doing your routine checkups. You know how you have to go to the dentist and do routine checkups? I strongly urge checking in with your doctor or chiropractor for your routine checkups to make sure you're aligned. All right? But if you're continuing to wake up with back pain, please don't blow that off and just pop over-the-counter medicines. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Dolly.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Amanda Bothell here from Midas Resources. Today, April 4th, 2014, gold opened at $1,297.60. A 1-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,344.77, $672.38 for a half ounce, or $336.19 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,344.77, $672.38, and $336.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237. 2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don, who is working the dials. Tom is working the dials today. See, we got so many men. I tell you, man, it's raining men. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is interesting. I saw this headline. They think, apparently, out of France, that there's an energy shield that could protect cities from earthquakes, some sort of a cloaking device. French researchers have revealed a groundbreaking experiment, according to Daily Mail, that could one day shield cities from earthquakes. The team was able to prove their theory that energy could be routed away from quote-unquote quiet zones, which would be the most vulnerable parts of the cities. The team say that although their work is at a very early stage, it shows the theory could be used to protect cities. In the experiment, the researchers dug a grid of cylindrical holes in 5 meters deep into the soil, then used seismographic sensors to monitor how force propagated through the array. As they expected, sound resonated through the array according to the properties of the acoustics, etc. All this is physics, refracting around the boreholes in curved patterns. I guess in much larger scales, they think natural soils, civil engineers at like these big, huge meter scales, may interact with seismic waves when the global property, oh boy, are they getting scientific. I can't even reword this. Okay, let me just read it how it is. When the global properties of the medium are modified or alternatively thanks to a seismic metamaterial constituted of a mesh of vertical empty inclusions bored in the initial soil. So basically they are thinking that they could refract earthquake energy, creating some sort of a quiet zone safe from huge amount of energy unleashed. Now, the thing is, they're right. They're absolutely right. As much as I'd like to think something like this is far-fetched, and usually I look at a bunch of this stuff saying this is far-fetched, they are, you know, you can deter energy. The problem is, you know, you're talking about, though, a huge amount of land. You're talking about a very unpredictable area. And you're talking about a huge epicenter versus, and then a huge area, not to mention aftershocks. So, I mean, this is something that could be extremely difficult. According to the team, they say, here we show the experimental results of a seismic test carried out using seismic waves generated by, not an earthquake, but a monochromatic vibro-compaction probe. For those of you that think your houses are real all high-tech because you have all these, you know, LCD screens throughout your house, if you don't have a vibro-compaction probe, you got nothing. Anyway, I guess, you know, they need to do a much larger scale experiment, etc., but I really like where they're going with this. I used to have to take environmental science in addition to all the biology and physics and chemistry I got, and, you know, we studied earthquakes a lot. And, you know, it's still unbelievable that we would be able to do anything, especially with how the Earth's crust shifts, etc. But, you know, one thing about science is you can duplicate it, and then you can try to expand it to a certain level. And was, you know, and if it really is truly science, you should be able to expand it to the nth degree. It's pretty cool stuff. So for those of us who are kind of science geeks like I am, I thought you'd get a kick out of that. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. No, this is not going to be ready by the time we get the big one. We know. Sorry about that. You know, one of you had over the break asked me about leg pain. And, you know, we talked about low back pain, and we talked about what you need to do, losing weight, make sure you get, you know, proper therapy, make sure you don't do anything stupid in terms of lifting anything, make sure you have good back health, etc. And then one of you asked about waking up with leg pain. Leg pain could be a variety of things. It may not just all have to be back. We've talked about leg pain a lot on the show where, you know, one, it could be neurological where you're getting some nerve pinching, either from sciatica, either from piriformis muscle, some sort of radiculopathy or some sort of spasm, irritating nerves that could be trying to get down to the leg. Those things could be extremely painful, etc. But when I hear of people having leg pain and one-sided leg pain, after I kind of rule out, you know, the neurological, I also like to rule out immediately anything that's cardiovascular. I can't tell you how many of you guys have leg pain because the vessels going to your legs are kind of clotting or getting all clogged, I should say. And so when you have acute onset leg pain or the leg pain is gradual and getting worse, we always want to make sure there's not a clot. And you need to get an ultrasound of the veins. Your veins are going to be where you get the clots. The arteries not as much as the veins. Veins are where we usually see your deep vein thrombosis, etc., which is why we call it a deep vein thrombosis, as opposed to an arterial thrombosis. Veins have more of an ability to have collection, have stasis, blood not being able to push at as much of a velocity as the arterial blood is. And so you can have more of a predisposition to have a clot. So anytime you guys have leg pain on one side, you have to get you have to get yourself ultrasounded or checked out immediately to make sure that that isn't a blood clot, because God forbid that does dislodge and then goes up to the heart, lungs, etc., could cause immediate death. Pretty scary stuff. But then some of you have something more insidious going on where you have clogging of the arteries. And you will say, you know, Dolly, I'm fine, but once I start to walk, my leg hurts. Well, once you start to walk, you start having vasoconstriction. Maybe your blood vessels aren't as patent and big and nice and open as you once thought. Or some of you will have pain at rest. your leg just starts to hurt, like you're cutting off your blood circulation. Okay, with that, it's very, very easy to figure out, because if you can't feel your pulses on one extremity, but you could feel them on the other, that's some pretty scary stuff. You know, this was a very weird case. I had a woman, she's a teacher. She was talking to some students, at school. She was teaching them, and she hit her elbow on the chalkboard. It's not called a chalkboard anymore. It's called a dry erase board. So she hits her elbow, and all of a sudden her arm starts to swell up. Now, we didn't think it was tendonitis. We didn't think there was a fracture, but her hand was cold. And I'm like, okay, wait a second here. Now, that freaked me out. A cold hand, that freaked me out. So I actually sent her to the hospital. Now, I've sent people to the hospital for leg swelling, you know, thinking it's a blood clot. But I've never seen a blood clot in the arm. And so we sent her, and apparently they did. They had to give her blood thinners. They thought she had some sort of a vasospasm that cut blood supply off to her arm. Pretty weird, but I got to tell you, her hand was white and ice cold. I have never seen that in somebody who just very lightly banged her elbow against a chalkboard or dry erase board. So, you know, just always think. I know a lot of us get completely distracted by the whole sciatica thing. I need many of you to just stop for a second and go, wait, we could be looking at blood supply, blood flow. Okay, if the foot is cold, if you, you know, one thing you could do is it's called a check for 2-second capillary refill. If you push on one of your extremities, let's say, and if you push on one of your extremities and it just stays white, and you're like, well, that's odd, and as it stayed white, it doesn't seem to, oh, hold on a second, sorry. I'm having some issues here with my computer. If it doesn't seem to get the blood flow back within 2 seconds, that's called 2-second capillary refill. It's a quick and easy test to see if you're getting blood flow. So your job is to make sure that you're getting blood flow. You press on it. Within 2 seconds, it should go right back to pink or red. And that's a great way to test for that. And, of course, your doctor could do ultrasounds. Your doctor can do angiograms where they shoot some dye to look and see what the blood flow is. So there's a variety of things we could do. But just don't blow off leg pain, please. And then, of course, infection. We always worry about infection in the bones, diabetic foot ulcers, et cetera. Make sure you check the bottom of your feet. And then, of course, musculoskeletal and sleeping on things wrong. That can always happen, too. But we always have to rule out the big stuff. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Now, this is very interesting, okay? 80% of women wear the wrong bra size. And apparently there's an app now, because many of us don't want to go into a store and have somebody fit us for a bra because we don't want anybody touching us or measuring us, etc. Apparently there's an app called Third Love. And Third Love app allows you to, I guess, send a selfie. It's an app that'll accurately calculate your breast size based on selfie. Now, you do have to wear clothes. Don't be naked doing this, okay? But I guess it's a sizing technology that's accurate to a half inch, they say. More accurate than, I guess, a measuring tape. That blows my mind. That, you know, it's crazy. I was unpacking, you know, because we moved, and I found some old bras, not training bras, but bras from like the 1990s. I'm like, I fit into those? Really? Anyway, so the problem with bras, from a medical standpoint, is if you aren't in the correct bra shape, bra size, you do start to have shoulder pain, you do start to have back pain, and some of us are really, really suspicious about underwire and breast cancer. Right now, there is no proof that underwire bras cause breast cancer, but I gotta say, a lot of the breast doctors are telling us to avoid underwire. Why? Because of pain and pinching, etc. Who knows? Maybe. 1-877-DOCTALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia Show and on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. All right, so a Yale student is claiming that the university threatened to suspend her if she didn't gain weight. According to a report in the New Haven Register, Frances Chan said she has been, quote-unquote, stuffing herself with ice cream and Cheetos after doctors at Yale's health center allegedly said she was too thin and needed to gain weight. She's 5'2" and she weighs 92 pounds. She's argued she's always been skinny, just like her parents and grandparents. She's a 20-year-old history major, and she says she's been fighting with her university for months over her weight, claiming Yale threatened to put her on a medical leave of absence if she didn't put on enough, quote-unquote, pounds. She says, it felt really bad to be this powerless. I ate ice cream twice a day. I ate cookies. I used elevators instead of walking up the stairs. But I don't really gain any Wait, I know what they should do is we need to get those genes, right? And we need to grab, you know, anybody that has that type of metabolism, please, can you please just donate some blood, right, to science so that we can figure out what's in your genes and come up with something, all right, like some sort of a shot or vaccine, please. Apparently, I guess, this all started back in September when she had a breast lump checked. The lump was benign, but it led to a follow-up appointment, and the doctor said she was dangerously underweight. Since then, Chan has undergone weekly mandatory weigh-ins, has met with a nutritionist, a mental health professional, to determine if she had an eating disorder. The student claims that one nurse even told her that her low weight would kill her. Now, apparently the university obviously couldn't discuss the matter, but he says Yale has a strong system of mental health for the students. See, that, when I first heard this, that was my first thought. The school probably thought she might have been anorexic or bulimic, and so they feel they have a duty to step in. But if she doesn't, you know, she tried to bulk up. She couldn't, so she wrote an essay to the Huffington Post, and she detailed her entire struggle with Yale Health Center and vowed to stop her weight gain diet. She said that the university places too much emphasis on the BMI. She switched physicians. I guess the parents are getting involved, meeting Yale health officials, etc., and bringing, you know, childhood records. But I find that very fascinating where a college gets that involved. Now, I understand that there is becoming more and more liability for these schools to be involved if somebody, let's say, has anorexia or bulimia or some sort of mental health illness. I get that, okay? And I don't know if it all started with Virginia Tech. I'm not sure. But I noticed that more and more, you know, I was kind of hoping we would have a world where less people get involved, less people in your face. And I got to tell you, as each day goes by, whether it's the government, whether it's employers, whether it's schools, whether it's who knows what, you know, I just feel like that we have more and more outside influences on our everyday, interactions and our daily doings. Now, it's very easy for somebody who's always been of low birth weight and low weight and always be underweight to show the doctor their numbers. It's very easy to do. So I kind of don't understand why this wasn't said and done, all right, unless they really, really think there's some sort of eating disorder or anorexia. But then again, I mean, do colleges have a right to get involved? Should they get involved? Why would a college get so involved? All right, is it a liability thing? Are they going to be liable if they don't? Because if you really, really think about it, most people don't want to spend the time or money. All right. Most people want to be uninvolved, unless if they're not involved, then they end up getting in trouble lawsuit wise. So I, and if there is anything in place putting these universities, I guess, at legal peril, if they don't step in, can we please get rid of that so these students can be left alone? I mean, does a college have a duty if they think somebody's anorexic to step in? Do they have to? Do they threaten suspension? Can they do medical? This makes no sense. How does a school mandate you gaining weight, and here she is eating junk food to try to gain weight? To me, it makes no sense. But this is the society we live in now. Everybody's getting involved. Everybody's getting into our faces. You know, we talked about that one case where an employer saw the employee work during her lunch. And so what they did is they said, look, you're not allowed to work during lunch because we could get in trouble with the labor board. If you're supposed to take lunch, please go take lunch. We don't want to get in trouble with the labor board. She's like, I don't want to go and take lunch. I want to sit and work at my desk. This is something I want to do. Don't make me leave for lunch. And they were like, but we'll get in trouble with the labor board. Well, apparently she didn't want to leave. She didn't want to remove herself for lunch. And if it's a violation of labor laws, you working, right, then they eventually suspended her. Because, again, they can't take the risk of violating and being in trouble with the labor board. She ends up then doing wrongful lawsuit. There's no winning. You're damned if you do, damned if you don't. And these are the cases that we employers or business owners always freak out about. What do you do? If I had an employee who I thought was bulimic or anorexic, I never have. You know, everybody's been a pretty good weight. I mean, I guess I would suggest she see a doctor. I would maybe suggest that she, let's say, if I think she's getting dizzy or whatever, bring some sort of a doctor's note that she's fit to work. And I would probably leave it at that. I'm her employer. I'm not allowed to get all up into her business. I can't force myself to be my employee's doctors. I just can't do that. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say obesity in kids is costing us billions. They say the overall rate of childhood obesity is starting to stabilize, but the extreme prevalence, or the prevalence of extreme obesity, is still rising. From 1999 to 2012, they found that severe obesity increased from 3.8% to almost 6% in the 2 to 19-year-old age group. Now, you know, with BMIs over 30 and 35, we get very nervous. True, these BMIs probably need to be revised because you have too many kids who are, you know, kind of bigger boned that don't look like the petite little. I mean, I was never overweight in school, but I was a bigger kid. I mean, I always had bigger feet than the other girls did. You know, I was a bigger type of girl. All right. You know, we don't come from a petite woman. We aren't petite women by any means in my family. And you guys have seen me, not petite. Yeah, later I gained weight, especially after the babies. But when I was in school, I wasn't overweight, but I was never smaller hip size. I fit into a size 7 once. And that was my hips, and I was almost a skeleton. So, you know, this quote-unquote big-boned idea, even though we don't really, shall we say, see actual that much in differences in bones. You do see differences between men and women a lot. If somebody has a different build with muscles, etc., that stuff's pretty genetic. Now, I mean, what kind of money are we looking at? Okay, apparently there was a study that said the average cost of a child, an obese, I guess, a cost associated with childhood obesity averages $19,000 per person. An extra cost averaged $12,900 per person when normal weight children become overweight or obese during adulthood. To put things into perspective, they say multiply the lifetime medical cost estimate of $19,000 times the number of obese 10-year-olds today, and that generates a total direct medical cost obesity of $14 billion just for 10-year-olds. Just looking at 10-year-olds. Now, you've talked about what we got to get these kids to do, but I think we need to start at the school level. I am getting sick and tired of these kids doing PE, playing some dodgeball, which, by the way, I love. I love dodgeball. They do it a couple times a week, and then they're done. And they're like, okay, well, that's it. And no. I think there has to be a workout every day. I think these kids go to school. They go to school in gym clothes, and then everybody does a workout first period. You say your Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, do the Pledge of Allegiance, do your morning things, and then everybody goes and does a workout. Okay, whether it's a 15-minute workout, a 20-minute workout, everybody does a workout. Whether it's running around the school, whether it's jogging, whether it's walking, whether it's playing tennis, etc. Everybody does their workout, 10, 20 minutes, hits the shower, and then starts school. Okay, and you can do away with physical fitness and PE if you're worried about time, but at least you got everybody to work out. Okay, 1-877-DOCDALI, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, everyone. Have you heard about the no-no hair removal device? device that's sweeping the globe. If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for No-No Hair Removal.
Thanks. Hey, gals, I love talking about my No-No. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-No has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. You bet I do. I talk too much. But I also eat too much, too. Okay? So I do. And one of the places I want some of you guys to go and eat, if you can, and if you live in the Las Vegas area, is you know how we're raising money for kids with blood cancer through the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society? Well, one of the restaurants Thursday night, BJ's at West Charleston, will donate proceeds to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society if you bring in one of my flyers to when you go over to eat. And so if any of you guys are thinking about going out to eat Thursday night and you live in the Las Vegas area, please go to my website at drdahlia.com, click the print this flyer, print out the flyer, and go there, because part of your tab will then go to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So it's kind of a cool thing that they're doing, okay? Now, I've done many of these things where I get the flyer and I'm like, well, where's my discount? So unfortunately, no, it doesn't give you a discount on your meal. But it's just really cool that if you go to eat there, it'll give, you know, donations. And, you know, by the way, if you're a business owner, that's kind of a smart thing to do. Because I tell you why, okay? And in fact, if any of you are business owners, that's a real, real smart marketing ploy, you know, if you think about it. Because if you're going to help a charity and you tell the charity they got to bring in the flyer, then you have that charity promote your restaurant to its fullest. It's probably one of the cheapest marketing ideas out there. And so then you have people all over the place going, oh, go to Applebee's or go to IHOP or go to BJ's or go to whatever. You know, on this day, you get many people to go that day and they make money, but, and they donate. I welcome many of you that have companies out there to consider something like that. You know, or like, you know, if you order office products, you know, we'll donate to so-and-so. And then that charity, hopefully, you know, with their network, you know, brings a business. It's kind of, I have no problem with that. You know, it's very hard to just ask people to just give and they get nothing in return, because we feel like we're always giving. I mean, we are. A lot of us are. We're always giving. But when people could tie it into marketing, when they could tie it into advertisement, it seems to add that extra incentive. And so all the power to them, I think it's fine. This is interesting, okay? Apparently there is, or there are, new higher tech items that allow people with hearing and vision loss to be able to, you know, navigate the internet, okay? Let me see. Apparently, there's something called iCan Connect. It's a pilot program that provides low-income deaf and blind individuals with the most up-to-date telecommunication devices for free and special training to use them. Okay. Apparently, much of the equipment is compatible with Apple devices like iPhone and iPad and connect via Bluetooth. I guess these items have like Braille displays, amplified telephone, computer programs that allow for large print displays, etc. And I guess modern technology has rapidly progressed, according to the president of Helen Keller Services for the Blind, Thomas Edwards. And he says, we are available to provide individuals with combined vision and hearing loss the best technology and telecommunication tools for their individual needs. This is really, really cool. Established by, I guess, the FCC, the pilot program allocates $10 million annually for low-income deaf and blind people to get equipment. The program, which is in the second of a third-year study, is open to individuals earning less than $44,000 a year annually and with income limits slightly higher, of course, in Hawaii and Alaska, because, remember, cost of living there is pretty rough. I got to tell you, man, I'm really upset we're not doing a Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska this year, because I got to tell you, I love Alaska. So, you know, I am very impressed with what we could do computer-wise now. I'm not really sure how we could do, how they have these Braille displays, but I guess how they explain it is it's a network of these tiny pins that pop up and down through holes, scrolling letters that a blind person can read. Now, some of these, so you get it, you know, you have the computer, and then it's popping up the Braille so they could read the Braille, and then they know what's going on computer-wise. So, that it's cool, but they said it could cost as much as $6,000. They say software that enlarges text on computer screens can sometimes cost $800 to $1,000. Have any of you guys had to enlarge your font on your phone? I have. I had to enlarge my font on my iPhone because I just don't want to walk around with reading glasses. And it's, yeah, it's pretty sad. But I guess that software is pretty expensive. Other devices include amplifiers that assist those with limited hearing loss to know when a telephone is ringing, or computer programs that accent certain colors that may assist the vision impaired. Pretty cool stuff, you know. So apparently, if you, it's called the iCan Connect. definitely look it up. See if you can help. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say Olympic swimmer Ian Thorpe has potentially, quote-unquote, two deadly infections and will never be able to swim competitively alone. Apparently, he had some surgery on his shoulder, and he contracted the infections. He's only 31 years old at a hospital near his Swiss hometown of Ronco Sopra, Ascona. Now, apparently, he has the MRSA, the deadly methicillin-resistant Staph aureus, where if it can't treat, if it can't be treated, it's a superbug that could be potentially deadly. And don't know if it's supposed to be, it's very similar to that. I don't know what the second one is. He is an Olympic medalist. Many of us remember from the 2000 Sydney Games, won more medals in Athens in 2002, retired in 2006. These superbugs, they don't care whether you're an Olympian or not. They'll come and get you. Stress response can help teens avoid car accidents. Remember I taught you about a class that we can take in Nevada? It's called Driver's Edge. All right. There's a new study to where teens whose level of the stress hormone cortisol increased during times of stress got into fewer car crashes or near crashes in the first few months of driving than their less stress responsive peers did. So the study suggests that there's biological differences that affect how teens learn to respond in crises on the road. Efforts to reduce teen car crashes could be then centered towards these stressful conditions, like driver's edge. I guess driver's edge, they have certain road conditions where it's wet or sleek or whatnot. Now, automobile accidents are unfortunately the number one cause of death in teenagers, according to the CDC. It kills more 15 to 29-year-olds globally without any other, over any other cause, according to the World Health Organization. What they did is they took saliva samples from these 16-year-olds as they struggled with a series of stressful math problems. So they were able to measure how the teen's cortisol levels rose during the stress test. And the results revealed that the more responsive a teen's cortisol levels were to stress, you know, it's spiking, etc., the fewer crashes and near misses they experienced per mile driven, and the faster they saw their rates of crashing or nearly crashing drop. Now, I'm not saying your kid needs to be stressed out, but maybe this hypothalamic pituitary adrenal axis, right, which, you know, kind of is responsible for the stress response and releasing cortisol, maybe it knows how to prepare the body. And it teaches these kids or gets them ready and more alert. You know, many times when we're stressed, our epinephrine will kick in. And a lot of you have said, you know, Dahlia, I always do better on tests. You know, when I take some sort of stimulant like Ritalin or my friend's ADD medicine or diet pills, et cetera. And, you know, the reason why is stimulants, amphetamine, et cetera, does help improve your concentration. And so if your epinephrine gets kicked in because of some sort of a pathway induced by cortisol, you're having more of a stimulant. If you're having more of a stimulant effect, you may concentrate more. Now, I'm not saying freak everybody out, because I got to tell you something. You know, when I'm late for work, I do horrible driving then. Whereas when I'm more comfortable and I'm listening to the radio, believe it or not, I don't think I drive well when I'm in a hurry or stressed. So I do not suggest making sure your kid is stressed. But it's kind of interesting. But I do suggest making sure that your kid takes these classes where they don't just teach you how to drive in very nice weather days. Teach the kid how to drive in snow, in wind, rain, etc. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Do you want to feel awesome all day long? Do you want to sleep so good you wake up feeling awesome the way you did when you were a kid? Feel awesome with no caffeine, just awesome tasting nutrition. Try Passion for Life and rediscover your awesomeness. Call today, 844-TRY-LIFE. Call 844-879-5433
or visit 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.